Thank you, worship team. That was great. This is the time where we share our lives together, whether something God's doing something great in your life or putting you through a trial or if you're struggling. This is the time where we get to share each other's burdens and share in joyful praise with people who are praising, cry with people who are crying. So I encourage you to share part of your life. It's part of the way that Christ made the church to be, the church of Acts. If you look at Jesus with the disciples, a lot of Jesus' Christian life was just sharing his life with his friends and those that he loved, eating with them, sharing sorrows, teaching. So if you don't share, that's okay. If you haven't shared, I would encourage you to think about it. It's we're called to share each other's burdens. So you're called to be available to let other people help you and lift you up. And it's a pleasure and an honor to do that for brothers and sisters in Christ. So if you are struggling with something or if you have a praise, please come on up and share it with us. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Normally, I don't like to testify. Just let everybody else do it. I just want to just thank God for his grace. Thank God for his grace and for Grace, our sister Grace, and another lady from the Japanese service named Chiko-chan. They've been very kind to us recently just by coming to our house. I work a lot, and I work on Saturdays. And so Naomi has to really take care of the boys and the babies a lot. She takes most of the child care burden. And this lady named Chiko-chan from our church, she comes and she bakes cookies and cupcakes with the boys and holds the babies. And so we're just so thankful for her and also for Grace just coming over on Saturdays and letting Joyce play with the boys. And we know that, you know, everybody here would like to do more if they could and try to hold the babies as much as they can. And everybody's busy, but God provides for us and his family. Hey, and if you have a free Saturday or some free time, we'd be more than happy to have you over, hold the babies for a couple of minutes just to give Naomi some rest. So, but just praise God for his provision for us. Thank you. God bless.
Announcement from the gospel choir is the November 18th on Sunday afternoon from 1 o'clock. Have a concert. This guy, John Lucas, is coming from Sendai City. He lives in there, and he came once to his concert here, and this is second time. But in the time he becoming more famous than before, so. This is a charity concert as for the disaster in Hiroshima, but his guarantee is getting more than before. So we want more people to come to get our for the donation. Is his concerts cost $1,500? So if you have friends to invite for this concert, please. And if you have some place that can put this flyer to show as much as people we can gather here. And we are trying to get people like 150 people to get gather here for the concert. And please. And then he also has a Saturday. It's a workshop. Is how many hours? And I think it's afternoon. Yeah, from 2 o'clock is hour and a half. He will do the workshop. So if you join a workshop and you can sing with him on Sunday concert. So please join, whoever interested in the gospel. Yes, please. We have many flyers to give away, so please take some before you go home. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Grace. I thank God for his goodness upon us. Yesterday, I received Joyce's visa, and I want to thank God that the process went well, and we are now ready to travel. We thank God. So please, I just request your prayers. I have to prepare my presentation for the conference and plan some few activities we can do with Joyce during that time. And thank you very much. Yesterday also, it was a good day. Yeah, I know sometimes it rains and we have to do ndokai on Sunday, so I didn't wish for the same because Joyce is now 5 years, so she has to stay until afternoon. Last time it changed to Sunday, but she was still in the lower group of the classes, which finish in the morning, so we could come for the church. But I knew if yesterday it rained or it changed or anything, then we will have to miss our service today. But we thank God the day began well and it ended well, and God is good. And I want to read for you something from this book. It's called God is Closer Than You Think by John Ortbeck. I saw a quote recently on Facebook by Maria-san, by this author. And it's just a precious book that just reminds you that God is always with you. And even those times when you think that he has left you to handle your battles or your challenges by yourself, God is with you. So I will read. Actually, it's a quote from another book. Another book that is called School of Dying Graces, that was written by someone else, but I just loved the quote, so I will read it to you the way it is. It's the title is God's Costly Presence, the subtitle of what I want to read for you. Sometimes offering yourself as a vessel for the presence and work of God is costly. Richard Felix has recently written one of the most moving books I have read in a long time, The School of Dying Graces. He writes of his wife's long terminal struggle with breast cancer. She endured all the tortures that might promise healing, a lumpectomy, 3 rounds of chemotherapy, a double mastectomy, radiation of the lungs and brain, a bone marrow transplant, a miracle drug, and experimental therapies. After almost 2 years of this agony, her oncologist told her that the beast, which is what Vivian called her cancer, would win. She could expect to live 4 to 6 more weeks. Vivian and Richard went to their favorite Ocean View restaurant, which had been the setting for so much of their life together, and now would be the setting for the beginning of the end. She told him she needed to prepare to die. She asked if he would take responsibility for praying for a miracle, so that she could turn her focus away from the disease and unto the presence of God. I plan to enroll, she told him, in the School of Dying Graces. Richard writes of how difficult it was to see her enter her personal Gethsemane, a place of great suffering that became holy ground for her most intimate encounters with God. I could not follow her there, though I longed to do so with every cell in my body. Yet in a way, in choosing to take her suffering on himself, he did enter his own Gethsemane. He entered into the highest kind of love, the love that Jesus suffered, the love that embraces suffering for the sake of the beloved. One June day in the year 2000, Vivian Felix's battle with cancer ended, and now she knows. God made up there come down here. This was essentially Richard's prayer. It did not get answered in the way he wanted. The full healing of heaven did not descend to Vivian's body. But in their love for each other, in their prayerfully embraced suffering for each other, there was an expression of love that no cancer could ever defeat. And in the love he gave them, God made down here a little more like up there. God make up there, come down here. It can happen. Every time you are in a conflict with someone, want to hurt them, gossip about them, or avoid them, but instead you go to them and seek reconciliation and forgiveness, the kingdom is breaking into this world. Every time you have a chunk of money and decide to give sacrificially to somebody who is hungry or homeless or poor, the kingdom is breaking into the world. Anytime someone has an addiction and wants to partner with God so much that they are willing to stop hiding, acknowledge the truth, and get help from a loving community, the kingdom is breaking into the world. Every time a workaholic parent decides to stop idolizing their job, rearranges their life to begin to love and care for the little children entrusted to them, the kingdom is breaking into the world. Every time you love, every time you include someone who is lonely, every time you encourage someone who is defeated, every time you challenge somebody who is wandering off the path, every time you serve the under-resourced, it is a sign that the kingdom is once more breaking into the world. When Jesus entered humanity, when the baby was laid in the manger, the kingdom of God had a tiny little beachhead in this world. He formed a little community, and when he left, there was a toehold in Jerusalem. Then it started to spread to Judea, to Samaria, to Athens, to Rome, to every country from ancient cathedrals in England, to underground house churches in China, to storefront churches in inner city Detroit. One day, a little beachhead got formed in your life. It doesn't matter whether your life seems messy to you. It doesn't matter if you don't fully understand how the kingdom works. Someone has come from the other side of the hedge, and he uses you and me. He lives in our backyard now. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for sharing. My name is Art, and we're not sure what we're going to be doing this winter. I mean, winter's going to be here soon, starting next month. Our neighbors say you can't do anything outside because there's so much snow. So we'll either be a family and go through the winter, just the four of us, or we'll have someone staying with us. So I guess keep us in prayer. We want to get started. But then again, it's taken us 5 years to get to this point, so what's another 4 months? Whatever.